Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Well, I kind of want to jump right into something I was just thinking of. It's called "When's the last time you?"
Okay, this should be fun.
Okay, then we'll fill in the blanks with whatever we want to fill in the blanks with. Like, for instance, when's the last time you ran?
Years ago.
Not necessarily for exercise, just like, oh, I got to go get a tool out of the shop. And you were like, oh, I'll just run over there. When's the last time you ran, Warren?
I semi-jogged on the ship going to a concert.
Okay, because you were running late maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and the rest of the crew was already gone. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Then I was trying to catch them.
Okay. And you know what? That counts.
Okay.
100%.
I can't run anymore, but I kind of jog.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, everything's relative. So, yeah.
Yeah, relative. Yeah.
Bruce, when's the last time you ran?
I ran last week.
Really?
Believe it or not, my son and granddaughter were over playing soccer in our lawn, and I participated.
No way. Yes. Really? How are you? Are you pretty good at kicking and dribbling and all the rest of that?
No.
Okay.
Next time that happens, could you have somebody please videotape it?
A little video would be great if you wouldn't mind, Bruce.
I would love to see that.
I knock my granddaughter down. She gets in my way.
Yeah.
Rough. I know. Bruce probably knocks her down accidentally. I couldn't get stopped, honey. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, Monty, last time you ran?
Okay, so tending to the beehives.
And running from.
Well, and so it's kind of funny because last year we had a set of honeybees. They didn't make it, but we had a full hive, and we have two hives this year.
Mm.
They're doing very good, but apparently a queen can create aggressive offspring.
Okay.
So one hive has a non-aggressive offspring.
And one has a very aggressive.
Well, which I didn't know. I was like, and I very often will go and not suit up.
Yeah.
Well, I went to, you know, inspect the one hive with the aggressive ones, and
that didn't go well.
And I didn't suit up, and I ran away very quickly.
Yeah, that's inspiration.
They get a little aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't smoke them?
No, I was just doing a quick inspection.
Oh. Yeah.
Just pop the lid.
Just a quick inspection without anything to cover up your skin. Seems like a great idea.
But last year, to my defense, last year never ever had to suit up.
Right. Well, because they were dead. So yeah.
No. They weren't aggressive. Suit up.
Okay. When's the last time you danced?
Gosh, I can't remember. Last time.
Bruce?
Oh, I kind of danced at New Year's last year.
Yeah!
A little bit. Not a lot.
You shook a little bit.
I shook.
Did a little shimmy there. Yeah. I mean, for Steve, it was yesterday in the hallway next to one of our coworkers' office.
Oh,
maybe last night, Steve, at the concert. Did you give a little shimmy there at the show?
Oh, sure.
Kevin, we had these people behind us. Maybe the nicest concert-going neighbors you could have. Like,
okay.
So we stood up. I mean, most people in that atmosphere, there's a lot of sitting as opposed to standing.
Yeah.
Depending on the concert venue, it just lends itself to sitting. Mm. So everybody was pretty much sitting, and it was driving some of the people who like to stand during concerts crazy, right? So
I bet, yeah.
So the lady next to my wife, she wanted to stand up, and so my wife's like, well, I'll stand up if you stand up. And so my wife turns around and goes, is it rude if we stand up? And the guy goes, you stand up, we'll stand up, we'll do whatever you guys want to do. And I was like, what a great answer. I mean,
yeah,
that was just
extremely
accommodating. So, you know, they stood up, and then the people behind them stood up, and on it went. So Steve, very tall, very mm-hmm. tall man.
Yes.
He's like, well, I'll stand up too. So he stands up, and then he turned around out of respect to see who is behind me. You know, and is it going to matter? And the lady that was behind him, unfortunately for her, was like 5'2".
Yeah.
You know, so Steve's like, oh, I'm kind of blocking her view. And so
I was towering over her.
He's never said that in his entire life. That's the first time ever. So then he kind of sat down because he felt bad that the lady couldn't really see that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So
he's a kind person.
Nice.
I mean, how many times has Steve ever blocked anyone's view?
Right.
I mean,
over to you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, do you keep track of that in your little journal?
Yeah, about 360.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
When's the last time you went to a movie, Monty?
Well, went to a movie?
Theater.
Like a theater.
Yeah. It's called When's the Last Time You Blank?
I know. I realize that, but. It was more of I was thinking of the answer as the question was unfolding.
And I was more resetting for the listener than I was for you. But
I will answer and give you time to
thank you,
to
Kevin.
Do all these.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'll recap all three of my answers.
Yes,
the first one, running. I did a fairly more of a fast waddle,
a shuffle, if you will. Yeah,
but back and forth. Like I was acting like I was running. I was pumping my arms. I was really going back and forth,
mimicking it. Yes,
but it was really more of just a fast waddle next to my granddaughter on her bike.
I think that counts.
Yeah, and then I ended up in the hospital for a week. I'll never do it again.
No. May or may not be sure related.
I'm not sure they were related. Yeah. But just to be sure, I won't do that.
I can just see one of the medical professionals comes in. What brings you in today? Yeah. Well, I was running alongside my daughter while she's riding a bike, and now here I am. So, yeah, you figure it out.
And then dancing. I dance all the time DJing. Yeah. And,
and a movie.
Last movie was still. I just thought about this the other day.
Titanic?
It was still Maverick.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's been a minute, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2021, right?
I think that's right, yeah. So Top Gun Maverick, yeah.
Recapping for me.
Yes, running.
Running. Got
bees.
The bees.
Mm-hmm.
Just dancing with somebody else or just dancing?
Whatever.
Okay, anytime Bohemian Rhapsody comes on.
Okay, good to know.
Which it's on my playlist at home, so.
So it just pops on and you immediately start dancing.
I got a whole routine.
You have a routine?
I don't have a routine. But there's a certain section. There's a certain section that I like.
Really?
Put that on, Jay.
My wife will attest to that. And then movie, I don't remember the movie, but I remember the theater. It was River Park Square, but I don't remember the movie.
Okay.
He does have a routine. He does, yeah. Didn't mean to make
you cry. I mean, I could see it, Monty.
Yeah.
In fact, I have now that I've seen your routine.
Yeah.
It's more of a singing thing. It's more of a karaoke or lip syncing.
No, it's more. It would be more of what he would do on stage type thing.
Oh, so yeah. Well, yeah, I get you. Yeah. I kind of want to see the whole thing now.
I do too.
It's also a very long song. It seems like it would be exhausting.
Yeah, no, I only do, like I said, it's only a section.
Okay. You just
not the whole song.
6 minutes later, Monty passed out.
I would be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, that's with where Kevin. He got his running in.
Righty. In the hospital for a week. What brought you here? Well, I was singing Bohemian Rhapsody. You know what I mean, right?
Well, everybody be like, yep, we need him in the ICU right over here.
Call the ER.
Yeah, that's it.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Great restaurant up there. Huh? You've heard it.
Right? The Moon?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Really?
Yeah, it's good food, but no atmosphere.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How did I fall for that? Seriously, how did I?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I should be better than that, but I'm not, unfortunately. Hey, our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls is on the phone.
Sean! Hey, boy!
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
What's new, man? You went to a movie last week, huh?
Yes.
What movie?
Beetlejuice.
Wow. And?
Really good.
Okay.
And I'm surprised Michael Keaton looked as good as he does for, being 70?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's 71. You're right. He does look great.
Yeah, What's wrong with being 70?
Hey, Sean, what was the movie you went to before that? You were going to go and couldn't or something, and then do you remember what it was? Because that's
I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember either. Because I was going to
Michael.
Wolverine
and Deadpool. Yeah.
Oh shoot! Yeah. I didn't go to that one either.
Yeah. By the way, Michael Keaton, 73.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Still there.
Well, he looks good for Beetlejuice. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
It's a little bit of makeup on for that one.
Yeah.
And then last week I saw my penguin friend.
Oh. I've seen the thing.
That was really good too.
You the penguin?
Danny DeVito?
No.
No.
My penguin friend. It was a movie about a penguin that swam 5,000 miles 8 different times to see an old man.
Yes. That, okay, now I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that looks like a very heartwarming movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But 8 consecutive years that penguin swam 5,000 miles from the tip of Argentina to Brazil.
No, that's crazy. Man. Yeah. That's a heck of a story. Yeah, I forgot about that movie. Yeah, okay.
Me too.
Yeah. So two really good movies. What do you got to see this weekend?
Well, it's Beetlejuice is new. They play it 2 weekends in a row.
Oh, so. I see. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
And I can't go next weekend because it's homecoming over here.
Very good.
Yes.
How's the team looking this year for football?
We made the playoffs last year, but we get win on the road and got beat.
Okay.
But we go to Manhattan tonight, and they are good.
Well, I mean, fingers crossed. It's, you know, you still got some games left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We play Jefferson for homecoming next Friday, which is
easy win.
Boulder.
Easy win. Come on, man.
Well, Manhattan. No, was it? It was Jefferson that beat the three-time defending state champs, Florence, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right, hey, you want to play a little Name That Tune real quick against Kevin
sir.
Here? Hey, what do you think about 2012?
That works.
Okay. All right, let's strap on, guys. Here we go. Get those headphones on.
Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Sean. Fly over stage. Jason Aldean.
Look at him go. Already got a 1-0 lead, just that bad.
Nice.
I just want to make sure you're still good, Kevin, yeah?
A couple guys. Hello?
In, in case I don't get a chance, Happy New Year, Sean.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is a low drinking song.
Yep, you're
come back and sit back down. You look too good to be.
This song is deep, Kevin.
Now. You say you gotta work tomorrow. Got a lot on your mind.
The song was number
one.
John.
Drink on it, Blake Shelton.
That's correct. Wow. Okay.
Put our heads together and think on it.
I totally forgot about that song. Holy smokes.
Well done.
Same. Yeah. 2-0 in favor of Sean. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin Springsteen.
Bye.
Eric Church.
Oh, okay. Don't act like you're all that now.
That's one of Kevin's faves, isn't it?
Day,
or he is.
Songs, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store ball tank. Flip flops and cut off jeans. Somewhere between that.
2-1 in favor of Sean. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin, Pontoon, Little Big Town.
He doesn't seem to care. 3, 2, 1.
Sean wanted Hunter Hayes.
Wow. Now we're rolling, guys.
That's an oldie goldie.
Now we're going. We got some momentum going on here. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin.
Sean, drove down to you. He's running.
Yep. Really close, Cap. Really close.
No, I thought I had it, but it must be a little delay.
Yeah.
It happens.
4-2. It's 3, 2, 1. Oh, man.
No.
I love this song. One of my favorites from 2012, everybody.
I don't see you laugh. You don't call me back. But you
kiss me when you're drunk.
I don't know, winner there, guys. That's Jake Owen, Alone With You, guys.
Can you play that one?
Yeah, I know, Kevin. The answer is yes, I can.
Yay.
There's two songs to go, Kevin. You'll need this to get to overtime. 3, 2, 1.
Baby, a song.
Chris.
Did I hear you call your name?
Kevin Cruz, FGL.
It's 4-3. Come on, Sean. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Yep. Yep. You got it. It's right there. Here comes his voice.
It's hard to find the perfect time to say something you know it's going to change everything.
Sean, Let It Rain, David L.
Yeah! Let It Rain from David Nail, yeah. Somebody was talking about it last night. I can't remember what show it was. Do you remember what it was, Steve? They were saying that David Nail was on that show, and they listed all these people. I was like, ooh, David Nail made me think, man.
I must have missed that conversation.
Missed that guy's voice. He's an amazing voice. Sean, congratulations. You get another win. What's the record?
5-48-6.
5-48-6, Kevin. Just a win or two away.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Right. We always have to say that. All right, Sean. Have a great weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Say hi to your mom.
I will.
No, you're the best.
Okay.
Dang it. I thought he'd say, I know.
Yeah, he usually does.
I was waiting. You're the best. I know. All right, Kevin. I'm sorry about the loss, guys. Can we all say aw for Kevin? 1, 2, 3.
Aw.
Friday.
I mean, so close. Yeah. Sorry about that one that it sounded like you were in, but no. By the way, Name That Tune brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union. Kevin, you want to hear that Jake song, huh?
Yeah, I love that song.
That song is great.
There's a lot of good ones in there, but you know, that one stuck out to me.
I didn't realize that Hunter Hayes Wanted was in 2012.
I didn't either.
I know. It's one of those. And then some of the other number ones that year that I didn't get a chance to get to included 5150 from Dirks and Come Over from Kenny Chesney. Great year for music.
Oh, wow.
Angel Eyes from Love and Theft. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How you guys doing?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Good morning, Garth.
Good morning.
Kevin James.
Good morning, Garth and Trisha.
lightheaded.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'll get to the clip of the day momentarily. We'll catch up on a couple of polls real quick.
Poll time.
It's poll time, guys. Let's see here. By the way, congrats to Chelsea and Courtney. They won Silverwood tickets.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey. Yeah. How nice. About that? Have you ever gone the long way to work or any other place just to enjoy the ride?
Yes.
Yeah, you go the long way? Yeah, maybe even home from here. Would you go the long way or you're like, it's long enough already?
The River Road would be nice, 291.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Old 291.
Why are you looking at me?
290, 291.
Partway that way.
Yeah.
Long way for just to enjoy the ride, Monty?
No, it's long enough.
Bruce?
Depends on how much time I have.
Yeah. I don't think I do it long enough, but or often enough. I should, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, go enjoy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roll the window down.
You don't have a lot of different scenery to look at, though,
I don't, not from here to the valley, yeah. No. I mean, it's like, you could go along the river, I suppose, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
I think I'll stay on the freeway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you ever found or sent a message in a bottle?
Neither for me.
Neither, Bruce.
No.
No, neither. No, Monty.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What? Found or sent?
Sent.
You sent a message in a bottle?
Yeah.
As like a project or just because?
No, just for fun.
You were shipwrecked?
No.
He was shipwrecked on a small island.
Yeah. I was on a ship.
Oh, okay.
I was on a ship between Finland and Sweden. And
right.
We each had pop bottles with the... Then they were glass with the screw-on lids.
Okay.
And there was three or four of us, and we all put messages in them. And just,
what did you say? Oh. Did you know?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
How old were you?
17, I think.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, as far as going the long way, no was the winner of that 58-42. And then have you ever seen or sent a message in a bottle? 94% no, which seems like that's about right.
That's probably true.
Oh, but no response ever to your message?
No, I do. I do remember putting the contact information in there. So
wow, yeah.
But that was in the 80s, so you know that was a phone number that was only accessed by satellite phones at the time.
Right, yeah,
so
it's not likely to be successful. This one says, do you want a robot in your house? Warren, robot in your house?
Heck yeah.
You do? Okay, you bet. That's funny. That was one of the options. The options were heck yeah or no, I don't want to die.
I don't know.
A little less excited about it for Bruce. Yeah. Yes.
I asked Sarah Connor, and we had a good conversation about it, and it was a big no.
And it was a no, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Yes, Warren.
On the ship, they had a robot dish and tray taker back to the kitchen.
Sure. Yeah, okay, I can see it.
They'd stack stuff on it, would just go down the hallway.
And you were thinking that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kills you in your sleep.
I did see one of those in Reno as well.
Yeah.
They're very interesting.
Except some people would stand in front of it on purpose and make it crash into the wall.
Of course they were.
Come on. Yeah. But anyway.
I'm going to guess mostly men.
Yeah, true.
By the way, no, I don't want to die 85-15. Warren, you're one of the 15% of heck yeahs, though.
Mm.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right, do we have a clip of the day today, Steve?
I was able to find something, yeah.
Okay, all right. Cool. Let's do it.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Who's got our explanation of our clip today? Kev, Steve, who's got what?
I will take this one.
All
I
right.
think Kevin might have lost connection or something.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
See you, Kev.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what he said, at least.
Yeah.
What he texted. This one, I don't know, it's just kind of funny. You know, I see all these short little comedy videos on Facebook and doing like crowd work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those situations.
Are you two together?
We just broke up yesterday.
Oh.
Why?
Fair question.
Life came out as best.
Yeah, and you were like, let's do this separately. Did you ever have the thought like maybe one of us will get custody of the tickets? This is actually beautiful, and thank you guys for sharing, because that's, and sorry, and that sucks. This guy comes in with the bill. I'm sorry.
That's a bummer.
He gave her the bill. Okay, what do you do for work, sir?
I'm a paramedic.
What do you recommend for a broken heart?
Oh. That's funny.
And in the video, they get the bill from the waiter, and then he puts it around her and then gives it to her.
That's awesome. So. Yeah. That bad timing. You break up and you already have tickets for an event.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't like plane tickets and you had to go on a vacation together.
Oh,
that
boy.
Would be, yeah, a little rough. Yeah. At that point, wouldn't you just literally say, hey, how about you can just have them?
Yeah. I mean,
unless you really, really want to go, I guess. Yeah. You break up with somebody, get to go to a concert together.
Yeah.
Congrats. A couple extra polls for you here.
Poll time.
Have you ever been on a train?
Yeah, like one of the old time trains.
Yeah, you know, a train. You know,
yeah, a train. Not, you know, not
you know, like tracks, choo choo.
Yeah.
Choo choo. Yeah.
Well, I
don't know how else to explain it, Warren.
Well,
but
I guess trip.
Choo choo. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go on a trip on one, not just you know, like an old time train over in Montana.
I see. So, like, you may have gone on one, but it was like a very short distance.
Just
not like you went to a place.
No.
Okay, and I don't know if subway trains. I feel like that. I mean, it's a train, but it doesn't really,
really
count.
That wouldn't count as a subway.
It's not a subway in New York.
Yes, you've been on one of those.
I haven't been on it. I just went down to watch it.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, what'd you think?
Spooky down there.
Spooky.
Well,
I mean, he ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Train, Bruce?
I've only ridden a short train from Skagway up the mountainside and back down.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah, like they do it for like tourists and stuff.
Yes,
Yeah. Yeah, Monty on train?
So many trains.
Like on Europe.
Oh. Yeah,
a lot of travel by train.
Traveled throughout Europe and by train. Went back in as recent as 2019 and went on a bullet train.
Oh, man,
Wow.
Which is...
I hear they're fast.
They're very cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, train travel is to me the way to go.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's pretty common there, not so common here.
Not so common here, but it's still a cool way to go because you get to... I mean, there's a lot to see and you're not on a highway where you're not other cars.
Well, yeah, you get to like just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Or like a passenger. Steve, train?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a train. Like a train, I mean. Like a train.
Like a choo-choo train.
Like a choo-choo train.
Metal tracks.
Yeah.
Because...
why not?
good answer.
That's a great answer, actually.
No, because I took a trip with my family back in the day in Arizona, and we took like a train ride to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they had that. Yeah, oh, wow. Nice effort.
And does the little choo-choo at the fair, does that count?
I don't think it does, though.
How about at the mall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that counts, mall. Steve.
How about the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
Finally, when was the last time you forgot to zip your pants? the answers are within the last 24 hours, within a week, or a month or more.
Month or more for me.
Month or more, Warren. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think month or more
for Bruce, me. Bruce, good job, buddy. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, Monty?
I'm going to say within the week. It's not a forget, because the pants that sometimes the pants that I have, they work themselves down.
Oh, I see. You don't have the little locking zipper maybe.
Yeah, no. It's not an intentional or unintentional.
Right.
Malfunction. It just happens.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to me.
It's a wardrobe malfunction.
That's exactly what happened, Steve.
Yep. Thank you.
No doubt about it.
Let's see. So more than a month for me, Monty, more than a week, more than a month for Bruce, more than a month for Warren. Within 24 hours is for Steve. Steve, you'd be the only one on the entire poll. So far, 67% said month or more.
Now I'm checking.
A third said...
No, I'm good.
Yeah, everybody just checked. That's actually funny. Everybody's like, oh, no, I think I'm good. Within a week, 33%. So far, Steve, you'd be the only one within the last 24 hours.
Well,
congratulations.
Show-offs.
And it was only 2 hours worth of picture taking at the Parmalee concert last night, so it's fine.
Wow.
I don't think anybody noticed.
Well, I noticed. Well, and there's people that took pictures of Steve and you that are now looking at their phones.
Oh, 100% zooming.
Yeah. So.
Why?
They'll be sending those later.
God bless long shirts, Steve.
Yeah.
That is correct. The Big
99.9 Coyote and underwear.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, at what point, how many nights a week is too many nights to leave your house?
Kevin James.
One.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh dang it, Bruce. How many nights is too many to leave your house a week? One. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yep.
You like where you live. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Yeah, plenty to do there. Guys, should we do some final thoughts here?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Final thoughts.
I know. Time flies, Bruce. Sorry about that.
Flies.
Oh, older by the minute.
Oh, by the way, Kevin's back on the phone, by the way.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Sorry, my thingy broke.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. I hate it when I've had that happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you got for us, Warren?
Well, I'm gonna have a good weekend.
Are you now?
I am gonna go to the races, watch Don Williams race.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I believe country singer. You. But I do want to leave everybody with this because I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in a better world where chickens can cross the road without having their motives questioned.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure you did that last week, but that's fine.
No, I didn't.
No,
we
didn't. No. Well, maybe.
Well, I got a different one if you want it.
That's okay.
Oh, no, I'd love it if you have a different one. You have another one?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, cool. Prove it.
I got more.
Prove it. I bet you don't.
Oh, I bet I do. Un momento, por favor. You want to go on to somebody else?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bruce. I mean, he's got it.
Here we go.
Warren.
Okay.
Warren.
Huh?
What?
Yes, Kevin.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
So, over the years, you've went to watch a lot of guys race cars.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's Frank Varner this,
yeah.
Frank Varner that.
Mm-hmm.
Frank. Now, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, you're like, Don Williams.
You want to know the reason?
I mean,
yeah, that's why you asked.
As long as it's not... Is it sad?
No.
Okay, then I do want to know.
Frank went into a different class, and he's building his car.
And Don has no class?
No, Don's got a lot of class, okay. And he's had his car a long time. He's open-wheel modified.
That's what I would have guessed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And he usually travels around a lot,
but he's here now.
Yeah, at State Line, Idaho. Yeah. So
thank goodness it's open.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, now I know. Now it feels less dirty.
Okay, all right.
What's the opposite of open wheel?
Fenders, I guess you'd say.
I mean, what do they call it though?
Fenders.
Just regular racing.
Well, maybe. Yeah, there's hobby stock and there's late model.
That's
and
what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Lots mm-hmm. of different.
Yeah. All right, Bruce, over to you. Good Warren, luck following Warren, that. Warren oh, Warren's his, ready yeah, now. This, oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Warren. Go for it.
Well, you know, somebody asked me if I was stranded on a desert island,
uh-huh.
what book would I want to bring with me?
Right.
I'd want to bring the book on how to build a boat.
I'm glad we waited.
Yeah, I have
thoughts. Yeah. Okay.
The fair is still going on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you're going to the fair, right?
I'm
going to
be at the fair tomorrow.
And you running the booth there or what?
Yeah, well, I'm helping at the booth.
Helping man.
Is this the food booth or the meet and greet booth?
Meet and greet.
Meet and greet, come join the VFW booth.
Yes.
Where is that located at the fair?
Well, when you go in the main entrance, you go down past the bathrooms, and it's the first door on the left.
I find it interesting how people will relate to the directions based on age.
100%.
You know, like the kids will be like, oh, man, you know where the rides are, you know, and then you got the people who are like, you know, in the middle, they're like, oh, it's down by the food court. Bruce is like, it's right by the bathrooms.
Yep.
Hey, right.
I just noticed.
Final thoughts.
Monty, we're over to you.
Are we?
Oh, man.
Went to the fair.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was fair, yeah.
Yeah, it was fair enough.
fair enough. Don't encourage him, Warren.
Sorry. Hey,
whatever. I just have to tell a quick story about my neighbor I thought was really cool.
Okay.
He bought himself an older Chevy pickup.
And, oh, good.
Needed to, you know, all the little things fixed on the motor, and you know how that goes.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He came over yesterday to show me his purchase, and it was very cool. He was just
like a kid to candy store.
Oh, man.
Kind of thing.
He said, I worked all day yesterday. I didn't even go for lunch.
That's awesome.
And just he's just a nerdy from head to toe, and he's just in his element.
That's awesome.
I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I wish I could do that. I could get dirty from head to toe, but I wouldn't have accomplished too much.
Yeah. So cheers to you, Mick.
Yeah. Nice. Nice effort.
Yeah. Thoughts.
Steve Heskey, everybody.
Steve Heskey.
He's our producer.
That's right. I promise to be fully dressed from here on out.
And zipped.
Yeah.
That is correct.
We appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, excited to see Walker Hayes tonight.
That's right. I keep forgetting. We got another show tonight, Steve.
I'll see you in an hour, Jay.
Yeah, we get to hang out. Everything's, see you in an hour.
It's good stuff.
Steve had never been to the Coeur d'Alene Casino, so I said, you know, you can just ride together. I pretty much go right by it.
Yeah.
You know, right by the where we could turn and we could share a ride. And I said, I'll just meet you at, like, you know, Safeway. He goes, okay, meet you in Liberty Lake. I'm like, no, you won't. I won't be that one. I'll be the one, in the valley.
A little closer
than that. And he goes, oh, hope I don't get towed. What if I leave it there for a couple hours? I'm like, geez, Steve, calm down.
Yeah. You'll be fine. I do that every Friday.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You're okay. Yeah, they're still open for business. They don't technically tow people while they're open. No. Unless, of course, you're blocking something again. Yeah,
right.
Can't really block much with a Corolla.
Yeah, especially if you park in the back part of the parking
lot. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Final thoughts.
Kevin, we're over to you.
My goodness. I hope you don't get towed tonight, Steve, either.
I know. It's so funny. I was like, what if I get towed? I'm like, well, then we won't have a car.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah. Comforting.
Well, it has been very nice to be home and back on the show. Of course, that is all. It makes life a lot better than just sitting in the hospital.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, when you get home, you realize, oh, man, those nurses do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you get here and you go, oh, man, my house is bigger than the room that I was in. So just things were a lot more. Like the first day I was like, I want to just take a shower. Well, we had to put bags over both of my legs. And then we had to put a bag over the pick line on my arm.
Jeez.
By the time I got ready to take a shower, I was so exhausted. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to take a shower or not.
I'm just going to go to bed.
But I've got to give a huge shout out to, well, first of all, both of my boys, Coop and Tyler, were very wonderful help throughout the thing and continue to be. And then Tyler's girlfriend, Sadie, is sent from heaven. She's like a little redheaded angel. Maybe that's a devil?
Well,
how that works. But anyways, she is the best helper, and she helps do everything. In just moments, my legs will have to be unwrapped.
Oh, no.
And then wrapped again with all this wound care stuff. And it's just a lot. And she does all of it. So,
wow, what a girl.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's something else. And I swear to God, Tyler.
Yes.
Say no more.
I think every father has said that at some point, or mother for that matter, where you're just like, hey, man, don't screw this one up.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you got lucky with this one. So please, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to call him?
I don't know. I don't know if I like his chances, but you know what? I just pray for the best.
There you go.
At some point, you just got to cut him loose, Kevin.
Thoughts.
Jay?
Gosh, three nights of hanging out with producer Steve.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you noticed it last night, Steve, but Parmalee kind of walked in the room there, and I was like, oh, this is our producer, Steve. And they all went, producer Steve, just like that. I was like, it was like. Like they had, you know, practiced it for crying out loud.
Nice.
Hey, producer Steve.
Steve,
and they just said he's our producer Steve. Not that that was his name, but they knew that was his name.
Yeah, producer Steve. They knew it.
They're
well,
very excited to see him and meet him.
Yeah. Good. Like if all four of us said it right now.
Yeah, like try it. One, okay. Two, three.
Producer Steve.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Wow.
That is exactly what it sounded like.
Weird, yeah.
I think we need to isolate that and then add it to his opening.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Producer Steve.
Yeah. I mean, it was just in unison. It was like they were, except they're a little bit more on key than we are.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
Well, I think they were just in shock of the whole fly situation.
They probably were. That would have been great. Let's say your zipper's down altogether. Ready? One, two, three.
Your zipper's down.
Well, thanks for telling me 2 hours late or a day late.
And a dollar short.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. Steve, what do we got on the way out today?
Oh, we can take a bunch of qualifiers for some things.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
I think one Seahawks and a bunch of CMA flyaway.
Okay, the CMA Award Show flyaway. Yeah, that's very good.
Fly away.
All right, fellas, thanks for being here today. Appreciate
thanks
it.
For having
been
us.
Fun.
Good to see you guys again. Everybody be safe. Bruce, enjoy the fair.
Oh, yes.
Just stop by the VFW booth there and say hi to Bruce if you're going to the fair. What day are you going to be there?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow. Okay,
thanks, Jay. Good.
Yeah, you're welcome, Monty. Don't stand behind me like that.
Yeah, really.
You feel comfortable?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Not with money.
Yeah, no, heavens, no. Thank you, Bruce. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Monday.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.